"I must ride down the line, Mother," he told her. "Father says you should let the men see you before a battle." "Go then," she said. "Let them see you." "It will give them courage," Rob said. "And who will give me courage?" she wondered. Yet she kept her silence and made herself smile for him. Rob turned the big grey stallion and walked him slowly away from her, grey wind shadowing his steps. Behind him his battle guard formed up. When he'd forced Catelyn to accept her protectors, she had insisted that he be guarded as well, and the Lord's bannermen had agreed. Many of their sons had clamoured for the honour of riding with the young wolf, as they had taken to calling him. Torrhen Carstark and his brother Eddard were among his 30, and Patrick Malister, Small John Umber, Darren Hornwood, Theon Greyjoy, no less than 5 of Walder Frey's vast brood, along with older men like Sir Wendell Manderley and Robin Flint. One of his companions was even a woman, Daisy Mormont, Lady Major's eldest daughter, and heir to Bear Island, a lanky 6-footer who had been given a morning star at the age when most girls were given dolls. Some of the other lords muttered about that, but Catelyn would not listen to their complaints. "This is not about the honour of your houses," she told them. "This is about keeping my son alive and whole."